first they said, you know, this is kind of a season-ending injury, and now it's there's some ray of hope, supposedly.
Well, we did a little bit more due diligence and, you know, got a little bit better prognosis. So, you know, hopefully there's a, you know, some room left in there to get out there. So, you know, we're still in the process of making that decision. So, just, you know, here doing what I need to do.
What is the next step, Sean? Are you kind of waiting on more medical people to get back to you? Or?
I guess the next step, you got to discuss that with Ronnie and those guys as far as how that goes.
Because, I mean, the big concern, I guess everybody, I guess with the blood clot, you use Coumadin, and I heard it's pretty hard to play when you're taking a drug like that.
From what I understand, yeah, you don't do too well playing on the thinner of that nature, so that's really the issue, I guess.
Yeah, because I was wondering if they found another drug they could use that, you know, wouldn't have the same...
I mean, when you get into that, like I said, you got to discuss that with them as far as, you know, that type of information.
But obviously you want to play and you're hoping...
I mean, that's most definitely the point, you know, to try to get back out there as soon as possible and be able to be, you know, effective by, you know, whatever means they need me to be effective.
Did you get hurt in the game or were you hurt before that?
It was an injury leading up to the game.
Did it get worse on the plane ride back?
We assume that played a part in the situation.
How scary was that to learn about the blood clot?
I mean, it's just one of those things in life. It is what it is.
Life-threatening or anything?
No.
Was there ever a point where you were scared that the season was over? When they tell you that, did you believe them or did you think that there might be another way?
Anytime you go to the doctor and they tell you your season's over, you're disappointed. But, you know, again, like I said, we did further due diligence and, you know, we came up with a better prognosis and hopefully that will be the situation.